You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good to have you joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. Delighted to have you attending today. It's going to be a wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. And the Bible says in Micah chapter 2, verse 13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, go out by it. The king will pass before them with the Lord at their head. Delighted to have you in church today. It's going to be a wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our ministry center, broadcast on bpnradio.com and TuneIn Radio. So I want to welcome everybody. Breakout Radio Church is a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the world, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. So we're a house of prayer for all nations. We have members in 40 different states and nations. And Gene and I want to welcome you to church this morning. It's a great day to be. Gene, why don't you come and help me welcome everybody? It's great to be alive today.
Yes. Welcome, Breakout family. So thankful for all of you and all of you that are joining us today.
Yes, we are. And next Sunday, Gene, we're going to be celebrating our second anniversary at Breakout Radio Church.
Wow. Doesn't seem possible. 2 years.
2 years ago, next Sunday, the second Sunday of June in 2016, we started Breakout Radio Church. And we... I guess we're pioneers, Gene. We didn't have any, anybody to show us how to do it. I've never heard of a radio church, but the Holy Spirit put in our hearts to have a radio church, and so we started.
Yes, we did.
And we have a lot of different members, and we're very, very grateful. And if you're visiting today and would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, then all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and click on Breakout Radio Church, and there's a membership link there, and you can fill that out and become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And I'm holding in my hand the names of all of our members. Last night I was up late in my prayer room, and I was calling every member's name in prayer. All
yes.
of our members.
We pray for our members every day.
And we're very, very thankful and grateful for all of our church members.
Yes, we are.
And we want to say congratulations to a couple of our church members that are starting a new season in Bujumbura, Burundi, Jamie and Leah Peters. And this is their first Sunday, I believe, back in Bujumbura, Burundi, as they start a new season. We want to pray for their new assignment. We have all of our members' names holding in my hand right now. We also want to pray, speaking of our church members, want to pray for one of our church members, Roy Ivins, whose new book, I've got here in the studio, new book is with me here, and it's called Obedience Equals Miracles. So Roy Ivins, it's a delight to, we want to pray for Roy Ivins' new book. We want to pray for one of our church members, Anita Rogers, who has not been able to eat or drink or talk for several weeks.
Yes, she needs a miracle.
Anita needs a miracle.
She
we want
does.
To continue to pray for the grandsons of Matthew and Tammy Logan, Logan and Colton Morgan,
yes.
still in the hospital there in Birmingham, Alabama. We want to pray for Brandon Hilbert, our friend's son, who's in the hospital in Jacksonville, Florida, and has a severe case of he's very sick and needs prayer. Pastor Brandon Bilbo, our longtime friend, has been diagnosed with cancer. Want to pray for him. Want to pray for Sabata Pereira, who is scheduled for surgery. And then we want to pray for President Donald J. Trump. Father, let's just pray together right now. Father, yes. Gene and I, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we're your sons and daughters. We pray for this breakout radio church service today. We pray your special anointing upon every member today, on our guest speaker today.
Yes.
We pray today for our President Donald J. Trump, that you would be with him as he leads our nation. We pray for Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that you'd heal Anita Rogers. We pray for our friend Ralph Nichols, who's in serious condition. We pray for Logan and Colton Morgan. We pray for Brandon Hilbert today. We pray for Sabata Pereira and Pastor Brandon Bilbo and everyone that has a need today, as well as Jamie and Leah Peters. They start their new season back in Bujumbura, Burundi.
Yes.
We pray for every member of our congregation, whatever the need might be, and we pray for this service today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And this is also a big month for us, Gene. I started preaching 52 years ago this month.
Yes, you did.
I was called to preach, and I said, Gene, I was called to preach tonight in June of 1966. And I said, will you go with me? And you said, I'll go where you go. So thank you for being faithful. And it's been a wonderful 52-year journey preaching the gospel.
Great journey.
God is good. He's faithful, isn't he?
He is faithful.
We've lived with the gospel for 52 years, and he's very faithful.
Yes,
well,
he is.
Our friend Michael W. Smith, we love and appreciate Michael and Michael W. and Debbie Smith, and he's going to lead us in some praise and worship. And we have a special guest speaker that I'm going to introduce in a few moments. But we're going to honor him. So let's lift up the name of Jesus today. Here we go.
Power and love as we see. Yes, you are
holy.
Worship you today, Lord. We honor you today. We worship you and honor you today. Magnify and glorify your name today. You are worthy, 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 worthy you are. Well, let's lift up holy hands to Holy God, church, and worship him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are so thankful, Lord. Thankful for all of your blessings. You're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. We love you today. We worship you. We honor you today. Here at Breakout Radio Church. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We exalt you. We honor you today. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears this morning that I may hear your voice. Saying, this is the way, walk in it. Why don't you just put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. And you can put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Well, it's a delight to have you at Breakout Radio Church today. And it's a tremendous privilege to introduce our special guest speaker today, Gerald Davis. And Gerald, it's great to have him here at Breakout Radio Church. Gerald and his wife, Thelma, have just celebrated their 64th wedding anniversary. What an honor it is to have Gerald preaching here at Breakout Radio Church today. Gerald and Thelma Davis have been Gene and I's friends for over 30 years. Gerald began preaching at the age of 17, pastored his first church when he was 20 years old. His spiritual heritage began way back in 1905 at the Azusa Street Outpouring in Los Angeles. His grandparents on his mother's side were baptized in the Holy Ghost there. Both of Gerald's parents, Ariel and Claire, were Spirit-filled ordained ministers. And Gerald married Thelma in 1954. They have two sons, five grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. And Gerald has traveled around the world preaching the gospel. He's authored several books. Some are printed in four different languages. He has an earned doctorate of divinity degree and has impacted his generation. Gerald, we want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church today. And it's an honor to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church and have you preaching here this morning. So God bless you as you minister to us today.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. And please believe me when I say that it is a privilege and an honor to share the word alongside you this morning. You're one of the ministries in my life and history that I have a high respect for. I want to talk to your folks a little bit about some things that God taught to me. Some of the things I learned from discovery and reading the scriptures, and other things I learned when the Lord talked to me directly. I had an occasion in Odessa, Texas on a Saturday night when I had a dialogue that I had with God that to this day just brings tears to my eyes when I realized what he said to me and taught me about this subject. I wrote a book, Pastor Dale, titled 15 Most Commonly Asked Questions on Tithes and Offerings. And I'm going to read one of the questions to the folks and then share what I've written in this book. It's the best way I know how to say it, because I put it down in black and white in well thought out, careful words. And here is what I answered to this question: where should I pay the tithe? It's been a kind of a controversial question among ministries over the years, but this is what the Lord let me see. I base this, started with Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8. I said, here men who die receive tithes, flesh and blood men receive tithes, but there he, speaking of Jesus and talking about there in heaven, receives them. When I drop that check in the mail or in an offering pan, immediately it goes to Jesus, and then it goes into the hands of flesh and blood men to use it properly. Now, Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. He chose men to develop his church and carry on his ministry here on earth, and prayed the Father, who sent the Holy Ghost to empower these men with his own supernatural ability. And his work has been perpetuated according to these verses in Ephesians 4. He, Jesus, ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Fill all things. Jesus is the only one heading up any religion, if you want to refer to it as that, who did these four things. He came to the earth and taught us, both by example and by words, how to do it. And then he created a covenant, a new covenant, to replace the old covenant, not to get rid of it, but to bring us under the canopy of a new law he called love, and establish the law of grace. I don't have time to go into all that, but that's not my point right now. So we moved into that, into his benefits, by grace and his new law. Then he died to activate that new covenant. There's no testament without the death of the testator. So the testament was not in effect until he died. And then after 3 days in the grave, he came up out of the grave, came back to life, and before 500 people ascended in the clouds into heaven, and we know where the scripture says he went. He sat down at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for the saints. So Jesus is the only one that taught us how to do it, gave us a new testament, a new covenant, and died to activate it, then rose again to see to it that it's carried out right. And there's no other religion anywhere that can reach that level. I want to say that Jesus ascended up far above all heavens to fill all things. And he gave to men, some apostles, he called some prophets, called some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. He did this, as the scripture said, for the perfecting of the saints, and for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying, or that is the building up of the body of Christ, adding to the body of Christ, souls continually. Now, Jesus divided the work of his ministries into five groups. I just listed them. I'll do it again, and then I want to explain. Apostles are men or ministers who are especially anointed to start or establish churches. A prophet are ministers who are especially anointed to function in the ministry of a seer. And that's basically the office that Dale Gentry functions in. And then evangelists, number three, they are ministers who are especially anointed to turn men to Christ. And then pastors, the fourth, are ministers who are especially anointed to govern and develop the local church. And then lastly, teachers. These are ministers who are especially anointed to understand and teach scriptures. These are five fundamental anointings that Jesus gave to those he chose that he chose to do his work on the earth. Then they lay hands on the next generation and pass that anointing on as the Lord calls and quickens men. And then each of these anointings often cross over into the other four to some degree, but these are the fundamental, the five basic anointings that Jesus, the head of the church, chose. Each of these offices authorized by Jesus, personal choosing, may be recipients of the Lord's money. Why? Because they can't get his work done in this earth without it. So these are the five recipients that are qualified to receive the money that we give to Jesus. So when I give my tithes and offerings, it goes straight to Jesus and then into the hands of men that the Lord committed his power to and his work and his ministry and his anointing, and they carry it out the best they can here on earth. But what about those that don't do right? Well, the Lord will take care of that. That's not my problem. My problem is take care of me and make sure I do right. Can I hear an amen? Here, men that die receive tithes. Men that die receive tithes. But there, the Lord is the one we pay tithe to. So I keep that in mind when I honor the Lord with my tithe. The scripture said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily with your heart, not unto men, but as unto the Lord. Now I want to say something on a personal note. Our ministry, Gerald Davis Ministries, our Overflowing Cup Ministries, which, by the way, was a long way from that when we started. But the Lord has shown us some things, and I'll share that. But our ministry has paid the tithe off the top of all of our offerings received to other ministries for over 62 years. We've been out of debt for 30 years. We haven't had to borrow money for 31 years at the time of this writing. We operate on cash on all that we do. And we do enjoy a blessed storehouse. The same principles of seed time and harvest work for a ministry or a local church that will tithe its income, just as it does for an individual or a business that pays tithes. And I want to say this, the entity that sows is the entity that reaps. The Lord taught me something. When I give him his money, the tithe, I'm just being a good steward of his money. That's his money. That's not mine. I used to think, and I've heard it lots of times, when we tithe, we still have 90% of our money left. No, we have 100% of our money left. What I do out of my 100% is what generates the windows in heaven and opens up a blessing on me that I don't have room to receive, compounded, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When I tithe, I asked the Lord on that occasion, what about when I tithe? What is the blessing that goes with that? And I heard this in my spirit, that when you don't steal my money, I stop the devil from stealing your money. Folks, there's just no way in the world we will ever know as tithers how many times the Lord has stepped in and stopped the enemy's intentions and kept us from being hurt or cost us life. Yeah, we go through ups and downs. We all do. But, you know, we are continually moving up constantly in the Lord. And we may be feeling good one day and not so good the next, but feelings don't count. We know what his word says, and that's what I stick with. The tithe, which is called holy money, is to be used by God-given chosen ministers for the purpose of carrying on the Lord's work here on earth. Should never be used for oneself, family members, poor, widows or orphans. No, they should certainly be cared for out of our liberal giving, but not from the first fruits. The first fruits called the holy money, which is the tithe, for the purpose of getting God's work done. In the USA, the government has a welfare system, of course, which is paid for mostly out of our taxes. So we concentrate mostly on that first 10%, which is called holy money, the Lord's money. Whatever things I command you, God said, observe to do it. This is Deuteronomy 12:32. You shall not add to it, and you don't diminish from it. I found out you know, that God is smarter than any man I've ever known, and certainly smarter than me. I'd rather do it his way and enjoy his blessings than to argue with him and fight with him. And, you know, I've learned that my arms are too short to box with God. He knows what I think I know, but he knows. I want to mention this. The tithe is never to be used for anything other than the support of the ministry and the promotion of the gospel through those five listed ministries there in Ephesians. I want to add this personal note of an experience I had with the Lord in Odessa, Texas on a Saturday night. I was sitting at my desk by myself studying for my following Sunday morning message where I was pastoring. I remember leaning back in my chair, and I had gone through a horrible financial pit 2 years earlier in 1975. I'd always tithed. I couldn't understand it. I talked to God about several things, but I finally decided to get right to it. I remember I leaned back in my chair and I said, "Father, there's a lot of things I don't understand. I don't know. You've got the question. You've got the answers to all my questions. I've got a question. Why is it that ministers struggle to get money to get your work done, the greatest work in the world, the only work in the world that carries over into the next life? The most important thing in the world is the salvation of souls. Why is it we struggle hard for money? It's been that way all my life. I watched my parents. I was raised in a godly home, pastor's home, raised around preachers all my life. Some 27 preachers were in my family at one time. We had family reunions. We pray over each other, preach to each other, have services twice a day. But we all basically had the same concern. If I had the money, here's what I would do. And we wanted to do the gospel. We wanted to do the ministry. And I raised that question to the Lord, and I said, why is it? Where am I missing it? Where are we missing it? I've never heard any of my peers that have ever supplied this answer to me. I cannot believe that it's your will for other professions to have plenty of money and the ministry have to struggle so hard. And I said, God, you know everything. You own everything. You see everything. I said, tell me, what is your problem? I'd go overseas if I had the money. I'd travel around the world. I'd preach to God. I said, you know I would. You know I would. Why is it that I don't have the money? I'd always had enough just to, you know, make expenses and get along. Never had any money to do anything extra. And I just sat there in my chair and I said, why? Where have we missed it? And Brother Dale, the Lord began to speak to me. And he said, I saved your soul. Did you do anything to get saved? It was so clear in my spirit, I answered. I said, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. And then I heard this, what did you do? I said, well, I did what it said right there in the scriptures, Romans 10:9, confess with my mouth, believe my heart. And that you raised Jesus from the dead and you saved me. And I heard this. He said, good, you did what I told you to do. And I did what I told you I would do. Then he came with this question. I've healed you numbers of times in your life. Did you do anything to get healed? I said, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. What did you do? I said, well, I called for the elders of the church, anointed with oil, prayed the prayer of faith. You raised me up. At other times, I just resisted the devil, like you said in your word, and he fled from me. And again, I heard this. Good. You did what I told you to do, then I did what I said I would do. Then I heard this. Why are you praying for money? That's not what I told you to do to get it. I went mute. And I thought, what? We're not supposed to pray for money? Well, I knew instantly he didn't mean you couldn't do that. But I realized he was going to teach me something. And I said, Father, are you talking about the tithe? I've been a tither all of my life. From the time I was a child, I paid tithe on my allowances. And I heard the Lord speak back to me again. And he said, that's right. All of your life, you successfully avoided being a God robber. That was my money. You just didn't steal from me. What have you done with your money? Oh, that hit me broadside. Because I had always felt like when I tithed that I had, you know, done my part, done my duty. I felt like it's up to people out there to give me money to go overseas and all, and you know, and of course they do that, and that's in the Lord's provision for ministries. But there again, I just saw myself in a pulpit pointing out there to the folks with three fingers looking back at me and one out there. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, you teach people that if they'll give, God will give it back to them. Press down, shake, and get it running over. Why don't you do that? And I sat there and I scratched my head and I said, God, I just barely get by the way I am with my tithing and all. I never have been able to give. And the Lord did. The Lord just spoke to me again and he said, you don't give because you can afford to. You give because you believe me and you trust me. And I promised you promises. And that's why you give. It works two ways for the person or the people or the group or the ministry you're giving to. And it works for you when you do the seed sowing. Well, once I got that in my heart, I remember I sat back in my chair, Brother Dale, and tears just flowed down my eyes. And the Lord spoke to me again, and he said, I want you to go teach my people how to get from now till dying time walking in success. That clear. And I said, God, just 2 years ago, I completely went under financially. I proved what I know. How can I teach what I don't know? And he spoke to me again, and he said, because you know you don't know, you're open to learn. And if you pay attention, I'll teach you. I'm telling you, I told God right then, Father, I will do what you show me to do, regardless of what others think, regardless of what they do, regardless of what they say, I will do what you show me to do. I promise I'll do it if you just show me. And I started seeing things out of the Bible that I had read many times, but they didn't mean to me what I suddenly began to see. And I realized that the Word, God was enlightening the Word to me like scales falling off of my eyes concerning finances. I didn't know at the time what I know now from experience, but I knew God. I trusted him and I told him, I'm going to do this. And so when I went home that night, that Saturday night, I told Thelma, here's what God spoke to me and showed me. And if you're with me, we're going to start giving. She's always, you know, been willing. She's always been a liberal soul. I struggled with it. But at any rate, she agreed with me, and we started doing it. I didn't see a lot of change for the first year. But before that first year was out, God gave me an opportunity to go to Sri Lanka and do ministry over there for a month. And I didn't have the money, but I mentioned it to a congregation. I didn't try to receive an offering. I just mentioned it, told him where I was going, the opportunity was ahead of me. and mentioned it to the pastor. Next thing I know, those people turned in enough money to cover all of our airfare, both of us. Before I ever left there, I was in a meeting out in Detroit. And it just amazed me. I'd never seen that kind of money come in, you know, for our ministry. We went overseas, stayed there over a month, and got back home, and I was not one day behind on any payment. And at that time, I still had debt. But 12 years from the time I had that experience in Odessa, Texas, that dialogue that I had going with God, the questions that he asked me and that I tried to answer, 12 years later, I was completely out of debt except for my house. And that was in 1987 when I got out of debt. And I haven't had to borrow money. See, I got out in 88, haven't had to borrow money since 87. I watched God provide and bless and provide. I haven't had to, you know, reach out to congregations where I go and ask for special offerings for anything. It's just something that God has done based on his own participation in my spirit, my heart, and his own instructions. On one occasion, the Lord came, and I'm saying this to people who are believers. The Lord came and sat down on the foot of my bed. One night, it must have been about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I remember I rose up on my right elbow. I was laying on my left, right side. And I looked, and he was sitting there at the foot of my bed. And he spoke to me, and he said, there's a church down in Florida that are building a high-rise building for their offices and for school and a college. Would you send them $1,000? And I said, well, yes, Lord, certainly. And then he said, well, how about would you send them $2,000? And I said, yeah, after I swallowed, yeah, sure, Lord, I'll do that. And then he leaned forward toward my head, Brother Dale leaned forward toward me. And he said, how about would you send them $5,000? He didn't tell me to. He just asked me, would I? Well, the next morning when I woke up, I realized that I had seen that in my spirit in the night, but it was so wall-to-wall clear in my heart that I told Thelma and declared we're going to do this. So come Monday morning, I wrote that check out, the first thing I did, and sent it down there to that church in Florida. Well, a short time after that, I got a call from a man wanting to know could I meet him at a restaurant. Now, to set this up, I had been believing God for my own airplane. I had no idea how much it was going to cost. I was thinking around maybe $40,000. My two brothers had them. And so I had a man who offered to fly for me, and he told me what kind of money it would take to have the kind of airplane I needed to fly all over the United States. And it was well in excess of $100,000. Well, I did not realize that my faith would reach that, but it did not affect me. I said to God, Father, you put that in my spirit to do it, and I've announced it, and I'm going to do it within the first quarter of this next year. And I was rather, it was in December. And when this man called me, I met him at the cafeteria cafe, and he said, I understand you're wanting an airplane. Yeah. He said, I want to help you. I said, well, thank you. And he pushed a check across the table to me. It was folded. I opened it up, looked at it. It was $30,000. I had enough by the end of that quarter to buy my airplane. It was $100,000. I had $110,000, so it left me some money to do some things to the airplane. But on the way back from that restaurant, when that man had handed me that check, Thelma was with me. His wife had been with him. And I asked them, why? I didn't know those people. I had met them one time when I had prayer for them down at an altar. She was pregnant, and I prayed over her. And that's the only time I'd ever talked to them or seen them. Just a short, brief moment there at the altar. And he called me and did that. And I asked Thelma, why do you think that they did that? We've never had anybody give us that kind of money. And she just shrugged her shoulder and said, I don't know. And just like that, like the snap of a finger, I heard that voice again down in my spirit. Said, you never had given away $5,000 before either. Well, that's just one illustration. There are so many, I couldn't possibly tell it all. But I want to do something, Pastor Dale. This book that I mentioned, this book titled 15 Most Commonly Asked Questions, I've had this ready for the public and have distributed an awful lot of these books. Pastors have ordered them and given them away free to their membership all over the nation. And I want to do something to help the Breakout Radio Church and your listeners. I want to give them a free copy of this book. Here are the titles, or here are the questions. Is tithing a New Testament order? 2, what is the difference between tithing and giving? 3, at what age should a person begin to tithe? 4, should I tithe on my gross or on my net? 5, are there monies receivable that I need not pay tithe on? Surprisingly, that answer is yes. You'll see when you get the book. When or at what period should I pay my tithe? Does God charge interest on past due tithe? 8, where should I pay the tithe? 9, who receives the tithe? 10, could a person miss heaven if they didn't tithe? 11, is there ever an occasion when I should withhold the tithe? Oof. And then 12, must I tithe if I can't meet my present obligations? And 13, am I expected to give above the tithe? 14, are my tithes and offerings allowed as deductions by Internal Revenue? And if so, is it proper or scriptural to claim them? And number 15, is a believing wife who is married to an unsaved, unconsenting husband expected by God to tithe? You know, Brother Dale, this book is so full of information that I learned, that God gave me, that changed my life from nothing to abundance, that I felt it drop in my spirit yesterday after you had called and asked me what I share the word, to make this offer to your people. Anybody that will stretch your faith, do something maybe you haven't been doing, write a check, send it in to Breakout Radio Network, Pastor Dale Gentry, of any amount. I'm not telling you what to do, but if you just obey God and be a blessing, you're not just giving to someone that needs help. You're doing something for yourself. I don't know how to more strongly impress that on your listeners. And I'll send you a copy of this book. Anybody that sends anything to Pastor this week, I will send you a copy, and see to it you get a copy. It normally sells for $13. It's free of charge. My compliments to you and to this ministry. I want to be a blessing. The Lord spoke to me on one occasion, and I was troubled about the way I'd been treated somewhere. Things didn't go right, and I lost some money, and I knew it wasn't right. And I was troubled about it, and I was trying to get it out of my spirit, talk to the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, you got to help me with this. I just need you to tell me something to get me past this. I don't need this in my spirit. And it wasn't right then, but a short time later, I heard the voice of the Lord. And he said this to me: if you will always concentrate on being a blessing, you will seldom have to pray to receive one. That one statement, Brother Dale, altered and changed the course of my attitude and my mind and my thinking. I made up my mind from that point on, that's something I can do. So I say again to your listeners today, if you will do something to be a blessing and honor this man of God that does what he does faithfully to serve you and to help you through radio, I will give you a copy of this book, no charge, and I believe you'll find. Brother Osteen asked me to come and speak on these principles at his church, and John Osteen, and he's the one, you know, who started the great Lakewood Church here in Houston. And he introduced me, and he said, these teachings are the best I've ever heard on scriptural financial principles. He's in heaven now. I desperately miss him. He was my pastor for several years. But I want to do this. Pastor Dale, how can I pray over the offering right now?
Okay.
Is it all right if I pray over the offering right now?
Yes, go ahead, Jero.
Master in heaven, seer of all things, chooser of men, you who anoints us by the blessed Holy Ghost, because it can't be done by might or power, but only by your Spirit. I pray for each of these who are listening today that you will do a work in their spirit, in their heart. Give them courage. Give them determination. Help them, Father, to reach that point of trust where they're willing to walk up to the edge of the earth and jump off in the arms of God. God, I trust you. You said do this. I'm going to do it. I need help myself. So I'm going to do this. I pray for them, Father, for increase, for growth. I know what you've done for me, and I know you're no respect of persons. You'll do it for anybody that will honor you and show you that kind of trust. So with their tithe or with their offering or both together, I decree that the blessing of the Lord rests upon them to encourage, strengthen, guide, and bless them, and bless their children, and to cause healing to come. I believe that's happening. Cause healing to come to their lives and to their bodies for the glory of God because of their obedient act to share with this ministry a check this week. In Jesus' name, I bless you for it. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor. It's been a joy and a thrill to be on this program with you, and I do pray that it has been a blessing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Gerald Davis. So delighted to have you preaching for us today, ministering today. And if you are giving today, remember to make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And you can also donate by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. Or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Father, we just bless the people that are giving today. We bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our faithful members that are giving today, in Jesus' name. Just give you a few moments to make your check out and or go to bpnradio.com, Breakout Radio Church. You can there's a donate button there. Give you just a few moments. Well, we thank you for giving today, and I just want to say thank you, Gerald Davis, for your incredible ministry today. Gerald and Thelma Davis been our friends, as I said, for over 30 years, and he's just been a tremendous blessing to our lives as well. It's an honor to have him as a member of Breakout Radio Church, and you can go to his website to get more information. Go to his website, and his website address is GeraldDavisMinistries.org. Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, GeraldDavisMinistries.org, and he has a great website. He's got his bookstore on there. He's written so many books. That'll be a tremendous blessing to you. You can leave some prayer requests. There's some testimonies about his ministry. And to believe and to know that he and his wife Thelma have been debt-free, haven't had to borrow money since 1987. That's incredible. That's incredible. Thank you very much, Gerald Davis, for preaching today, ministering today here at Breakout Radio Church. And if you are attending church today and you don't know the Lord, you're not a Christian, I want to give you an opportunity to get right with God today, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So I never want to let a Sunday go by without giving you an opportunity to know Jesus. Or maybe you're a backslider, far away from God. Maybe you don't know if you're a Christian or not, if you're saved. You can know. You can have that assurance of your salvation today. And so would you just pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, if you said that prayer, if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church. Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link. You can become a member of the church, and I'll have you on my prayer list and be praying for you. We'll send you regular updates and reports, and we'll be praying for you, and we'll be a blessing to your life. And so I encourage you to, if you're not a member, like to be a member, then you can fill out the membership link, membership card there. There's no charge, and we would be very grateful to be able to be a blessing to your life. Well, next Sunday, everybody, is going to be our second anniversary of Breakout Radio Church. It's going to be a great day of celebration. We'll also be on Facebook Live next Sunday. It's going to be a wonderful time. And so we encourage you to tell your friends and be ready. We'll be sharing what God has done during these past couple of years at Breakout Radio Church that God put in our heart for people that may not have a church for one reason or another, may not have a pastor. And so it's just an honor for Gene and I to serve you. And once again, I want to thank our friend Gerald Davis for his ministry. And he's taught me over the years, if we'll be a blessing, then we just never run out of blessings. Gene, it's been great to be here today at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, it has. And we're so thankful for all of our members and all of you that joined us today.
Yeah.
And I believe you're going to have a blessed day, and we love you very much.
Yes, we do. And we bless your finances. We bless
yes,
your giving.
We do.
So very, very thankful and grateful. And so we just speak a special prayer over all of you, that is going through a lot of financial difficulty. You say, yes. I can't afford to give my tithes. I can't afford to give offerings. But we know that's not true. You and I have lived with the gospel for over 51 years now. And it's because we have been givers.
We've been faithful to give, and God has been faithful to give back.
That's right. That's right. He said, prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven. And we've proved him, haven't we, Gene?
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have. And, boy, I love to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And Gene and I, you know, she's a very generous person. We always want to be generous. Well, thank you today for being a part of Breakout Radio Church. And Gene, I just want to say we love you. Have a wonderful day.
We love you.
And remember, this church service is replayed every day in the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on bpnradio.com. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.